This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, has died after being shot in the chest during a speech on Friday. Abe was speaking at a campaign event outside a train station in the city of Nara, just east of Osaka, when he was approached from behind by a man with a gun. The 67-year-old was taken to the hospital, where local media say he went into cardiac arrest. Japan's NHK broadcaster said the alleged shooter, a 41-year-old man from Nara, has been detained. It said the man served 3 years in the Japan Self-Defense Forces and that he told police he was dissatisfied with Abe and wanted to kill him. Media reports said the weapon used in the shooting appeared to be a homemade gun. Japan has some of the toughest gun ownership laws in the world. Japan's current prime minister, Fumio Kishida, described the assassination of his predecessor as an unforgivable act. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Kishida tells the media, in the midst of an election, which is the root of democracy, this dastardly event took place. I would like to use the harshest words to condemn this unforgivable act. Kishida adds, Abe had the responsibility as a prime minister for 8 years and 8 months, a record in Japanese politics. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden says he is stunned, outraged, and deeply saddened by the news that my friend Abe Shinzo was shot and killed while out campaigning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Angola's former president José Eduardo dos Santos died Friday at the age of 79 at a hospital in Barcelona after suffering cardiac arrest. This is VOA News. The United States is sending more aid to Ukraine aimed at helping Ukrainian forces target, disrupt, and destroy Russia's ability to wage war in the Donbas region and beyond. U.S. officials Friday unveiled a new $400 million package for Ukraine, including four more high-mobility artillery rocket systems and 1,000 rounds of precision-capable artillery ammunition. It's the first time the U.S. has provided this kind of ammunition to Kyiv. The announcement of additional U.S. aid comes just days after Russian forces declared victory in Ukraine's Luhansk province after Ukrainian forces retreated from their last stronghold in the city of Lysychansk. Western intelligence assessments believe Russian forces are now positioning themselves for a push into the Donetsk region. U.S. President Joe Biden has taken executive action to try to protect access to abortion in the United States while ripping the Supreme Court for ending the constitutional right to abortion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Democrats have pushed the president to more forcefully respond to the high court ruling, and he blistered the conservative justices whom he says conducted a naked power grab.
Terrible, extreme, and I think so totally wrong-headed decision.
He signed an executive order aimed at heading off potential penalties that women seeking abortion may face, but he notes nothing he can do will restore abortions in places where they're now illegal or sharply limited. The only solution?
Vote. Vote.
The president says the fastest way to restore Roe v. Wade's abortion protections is to pass a national law, and Congress needs more Democrats to do that. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Nobel Peace Laureate journalist Maria Ressa lost her appeal against a conviction for cyber libel, according to her Philippines-based news website on Friday. Ressa and her former colleague Ray Santos Jr. face lengthy jail sentences, but her news site, known as Rappler, said they will avail of all legal remedies available to them, including taking the case to the Supreme Court. The ruling comes less than 2 weeks after Philippines authorities ordered Rappler to shut down ahead of former President Rodrigo Duterte's last day in office. Rappler on Friday described the situation to uphold the 2020 conviction against Ressa as unfortunate, saying it weakens the ability of journalists to hold power to account. And once again, our top story this hour, Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, died today after being shot during a speech in the city of Nara. Marissa Melton, VOA News.